I think we're going to become hyper-aware very soon, the whole human race is. It's being led by the Internet. What's interesting about the Internet is that the Internet doesn't choose by race, creed, color, you know, your sex or whatever, like the old ways used to be. It chooses you by your interests and by, you know, your intellect. And so very, very intellectual people are all reading the same sites now because they don't have a whole lot of time to comb through the web. And it's boiling down to, you know, maybe 100 sites that the very, very, very smartest people in the world are going to get their news and their information. And so they're forming these intellectual coalitions on the earth right now that have never happened before. And the smartest people are beginning to figure out in mass that, you know, that we have been snookered. And they're not happy about it. And they know that revolution isn't the way out, but they're working, you know, all of us are. That's what this really is. It's a gigantic global discussion about who we are going to become at the end of this thing. And now that the old ways are dying, the old world is disappearing, the virtual economies of futures markets and the destruction of predatory capitalism is at hand, I think we have to say, okay, what kind of future is it? And the answer is we want, a liberated future, a future of freedom, and a future to choose what kind of health care we want, a future to choose what kind of life we want to live with, who we want to live with. And this is the choices that's coming down right now, and we're going to be spending a lot of time growing food, I think, in the future. I think
we're going to have any land to do that?
Well, that's really a great question. It's just in southern Florida. There's certainly no land there to grow food.
No.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think that I'm really worried about that. And I think we need to start coming up with ways for us to grow food because we're one crisis away from literally starvation inside the central big cities of the United States. And when that happens, you know, then I don't know what's going to happen. And then I'm really worried about that. And I think that we need to be looking at that and figuring out what we're going to do about that. And the rumors I hear are that China is like going through some very serious problems right now. There's massive unemployment, factories shutting down. If you look at the Baltic Index on the Internet, which is the shipping, the trade, the stock market of shipping, the Baltic Index was 17,000 a year ago, and right now it's less than 800. That means 17,000 ships were on the sea a year ago, delivering goods, commodities,
sure,
metals, foods.
All over the place.
Now there's nothing going on hardly at all. That means a year from now, nope, there's not going to be any cars being manufactured. Nobody's ordering metal. Nobody's ordering anything to make anything, and that means that there's not going to be anything to be made soon, which means that the economy, the economists use these things to determine, like Gerald Celente, they use these things to determine how the future is going to shape up, and it is very, very serious, and I entreat everyone to realize that there's something very, 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 very serious coming at us. It's already started, but this is the good part of it.
Maybe we need to start buying again, Jay.
No, I don't think we can buy our way out of this.
No,
we got into it by spending and overbuying, and unfortunately,
and easy buying.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the Obama administration so far is choosing to cure the spending problem by spending more, which is like trying to cure your heroin addiction by shooting up more heroin. It's just, it's not going to work. And so, you know, a great austerity is going to come if we don't, you know, if we face it now, it'll be an austerity. But if we don't face it and we put it off with more crazy borrowing in the future, we're going to face the great austerity. And I fear that, you know, we're not going to be able to be prepared for that. And I think that's one of our jobs, all of us in the media and things, is to, you know, help people to prepare for a life that maybe won't be quite the same as the life we're living now. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a better world. It is.
Eventually.
It is. It's going to be, we're going to be more community-oriented. We're going to be, our families are going to be still together. We're not going to be broken up and shattered across the United States like everything that's going on now. And we're going to care about each other, I think, in a lot more, a lot better ways. So, you know, right now it's going to be chaotic and it's going to be really bad, but I think in the end it's going to be a better world. And if we can, you know, unlock the secrets of alchemy and higher dimensional sciences, we can provide free energy for people, and we don't have to worry about being strangled by foreign powers and oil prices and things like that. And that's another revolution that has to happen. You know, people have to realize that with these free energy products and the higher dimensional knowledge, we have to put that out for free. We can't charge for it. We have to get this stuff out so that people have all of the information in front of them to be able to make the choices necessary. There's all sorts of incredible inventions going on right now. There's a tidal system that you can make for almost nothing that will provide whole cities with, you know, megawatts of power. And so, you know, we're just not thinking right. We're the most incredible species that's ever been on planet Earth, as far as we know. And our imagination is unlimited. We just have to use that imagination and think our way out of this. Otherwise, we're going to fall prey to a world that none of us are going to want to live in. None of us. Rich, poor, none of us. And that's what I fear.
You've done a lot of work in an uncanny interest in alchemy, ancient alchemy. How come?
I guess I'm interested in how the ancients seemed to know what they knew. That's how I got interested in it. And, you know, then by that I had to understand their language, and their language was symbols. And like William Henry and a lot of other people, once you unlock these symbols, it opens up a world, and it's a holistic approach to the world. It isn't, science breaks everything down into little bits and pieces and then looks at it and says, oh, this thing must be comprised of this. But alchemy doesn't do that. Alchemy looks up into spirit and tries to find the things that unite matter. And when you do that, you discover that there's these dimensions and higher dimensions, and there's beings, and there is no death. And it's an incredibly holistic, wonderful way to look at the world, and as opposed to modern science, which I love. I love science, but science is limited by the fact that all it can examine is the material world and denies that there is an extra-dimensional world. But with quantum physics, that barrier is finally beginning to break down, and they're beginning to realize that the world is as we think it. And when we understand that the world is as we think it, then we can make 2012 or 2013 or whatever year, 2020, anything we want it to be. And if we don't allow ourselves to be controlled by people who may not have our, you know, our better interests at heart. And so we need to reject what we hear, and we need to make up our own minds. We need to open up our minds to new possibilities. We need to listen to people like David Icke and listen to shows like this, and realize that we're now heading in to a time period where anything can happen, and we need to be very, very careful.
I'm ready for it. Are you?
I am. I think it's the greatest thing ever, and I think this is finally our chance to reshape things. You know, George, we were never in control. So what are we worried about if things are going out of control? You know, I mean, it's not like you and I were running the universe or anything. So it's like, okay, well, you know, when things are going to go out of control, maybe that's a great time to remake it and redo it. And so, you know, I'm optimistic, and I think we can do it. I think we can pull through it, but I don't want to fool anybody and tell them that it's not going to be easy.